Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: he had me fooled. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been dating a guy for a year, and he treats me really nice. We live in neighboring states, but we're less than an hour apart. So I wouldn't consider it a long-distance relationship. We see each other a few times a week, and either I'm at his house or he's at mine on the weekends. I assumed we were in an exclusive, committed relationship until recently. The other day, he was trying to show me a picture on his phone, and he mistakenly pulled up a picture of another woman.
Damn.
He tried to quickly swipe past
Damn.
The picture.
Every man in here went, damn.
We just covered that.
We just did that.
He tried to quickly swipe past the picture, but he knew I had seen it. I didn't make a fuss about the picture. I asked him to delete it, and he did. But seeing the woman's picture on his phone made me wonder about the nature of our relationship. So I asked him if we were exclusive. His response broke my heart. He stated that before he met me, he was in a very serious relationship and had had a bad breakup. He said he was not ready to be in another relationship right now. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can.
I have met this man's entire family, and we all get along great. He had me fooled. I will admit that I'm not ready to be married right now, but I still want to date with a purpose and not just be wasting time on this man. So is the committed relationship title just a play on words? I don't want to stop seeing this man, but I did hear him loud and clear when he said he's not ready. What should I do? Well, what should you do? What do you want? I mean, really, what do you want in this relationship or out of this relationship? You said you don't want to get married right now. You said you do want to date with a purpose. So if that's what you want, you got to let him know that. But he's already told you, and you said you heard him loudly and clearly, that he's not ready to be in a committed relationship. So you have to make the decision. This is entirely up to you. You've been dating this man for a whole year now. Again, what do you want? If you don't want it to continue like this, you have choices. You can either get out of the relationship, or you can just change some things in the way you deal with him. If you're thinking it's a committed relationship and it's not, maybe you should start seeing other people, or, you know, or something like that. Maybe you should really do what you want to do. But first, you need to find out what that is. You say you don't want to be married, but you do want to date with a purpose. He's not ready to do either of those things. So maybe he's just not the guy for you at this time. Steve?
I don't know. I kind of see this a little bit differently here. I have a different take, because from the male perspective, I can really kind of understand what this dude is saying. Let's go over the letter a little bit here. I've been dating this man for about a year. He's really nice. We live in neighboring states, so you don't consider a long-distance relationship. You're at his house several times a weekend. He's at your house several times a weekend, and you're at mine. He's at mine on the weekends. I assumed we were in an exclusive, committed relationship until recently the other day. Now, let's go over this. I assume. What do they tell you all the time about assuming? Assuming usually makes an ass out of you and me. That's what assume is. Now, what has happened is you've assumed. It's been a year. You could have verbally got this. You could have had this conversation a long time ago. You never brought it up. You assumed until the other day he was trying to show me a picture on his phone, and he mistakenly pulled up a picture of another woman. God!
Oh, man. What the hell?
Man, when his thumb hit
all the guys perked up.
As soon as his thumb hit that,
You felt for him?
No, he blinked.
Yeah.
He took a heavy blink.
Hell, I just blinked.
He was trying to swipe. He swiped past it, but his thumb was shaking.
Oh,
she saw it. Yeah. Now, after she saw the picture, and he knew you saw it, you didn't make a fuss about it. Okay, mature woman. I asked him to delete it, and he did. No problem. Okay, I'm out. Yeah, let me take that out. Because that picture could have been a year old. You never know. You just don't know. So he deletes the picture, but it made me wonder about the nature of our relationship. So I asked him if we were exclusive. His response broke my heart. Mm. He stated that before he met me, he was in a very serious relationship and had a bad breakup. Now, let me ask you something. You didn't know that? A year.
Exactly after a year.
You didn't know that he was in a serious relationship and he had a bad breakup? A year? And this response startled you? A year of assuming you were exclusive, you didn't bring that up. Now he tells you for the first time he was in a serious relationship and had a bad breakup a year before. You done met his family. I got all that yada, yada, yada. That's good. But damn, this really kind of on you too now. He said he was not ready to be in another relationship right now. Serious, full-blown, committed relationship. Then you try to fix it. Then you go, can you believe that? Yeah, y'all can believe it. Y'all can believe it. The problem is, why are you having a hard time believing it? But if you had heard this information a year ago, 9 months ago, maybe you would have made some other decision. I've met this man's entire family. We get along great. He had me fooled. He didn't fool you.
Uh-uh.
You fooled yourself.
Yeah.
This man ain't fooled you at all. This man ain't lied to you. This man ain't deceived you. He didn't fool you. You assumed. Then after a year, you asked him, were you exclusive? He said he was in a bad relationship a year. Man, lady, he didn't fool you. Stop saying this about him. You tricked yourself. I'll tell you why right after this. You tricked yourself.
All right. It God, does get tricky.
You tricked yourself.
Tommy's on that phone.
Leave. He had that picture.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, he had me fooled.
Well, he didn't have you fooled. You've been dating this man for a year. Treats you really nice. You live in neighboring states. No more than an hour apart. So it's really not long, this relationship. You either at his house or he at yours on the weekends. All during the week. I assumed we were an exclusive, committed relationship. I told you about assuming. Mm-hmm. You should not have assumed. He's trying to show you a picture on his phone, and he mistakenly pulled up a picture of another woman.
God, doggone it. Father of God, I passed out for a minute.
Really, guys, really?
Damn, take
really,
all that.
Yeah.
Man.
Pull up just a little bit.
I'm trying to jump off a building. That I mean.
I'm feeling for him. God!
I'd have dropped that phone down the sewer.
He should have wrote the letter.
Why he write a letter?
Yeah. All right, so he tried to quickly swipe past the picture, but he knew I'd seen it. I ain't make a fuss about the picture. I asked him to delete it, and he did. But seeing the woman's picture in his phone, it kind of made you wonder. So I asked him, were we exclusive? After a year, his response broke her heart. Stated that before he met me, he was in a very serious relationship and had a bad breakup. How y'all just talking about this after a year?
Mm-hmm.
He said he was not ready for another relationship right now. How y'all just talking about this after a year? Mm-hmm. Then you ask me, can you believe that? Yeah, if you ain't never talked about it, don't assume nothing about a man. You'll have every right to want to know where your life is going, that's ladies. Right. And I have told you this over and over and over. You have the right to ask a man what is going on here. He will tell you. Now, he told you, and yes, I can believe that, but you can't believe it because you assume something else. So now, I have met this man's entire family. We all get along great. That means he cares about you. He done took you to meet his family.
Mm-hmm.
He had me fooled. No, he didn't. You fooled yourself. Because all you had had this conversation that you had just now. You could have had this conversation 11 months ago. 10 months ago, you could have easily had that. Now, here go the part. I will admit that I'm not ready to be married right now.
Right.
Okay, cool. So what you tripping for?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't ready, you ain't ready. Mm-hmm. But y'all having a good time. Go on and continue the relationship.
Yes.
He's not ready, and you're not ready.
Right.
So now that you done threw that bone to the dog.
But she wants to date with purpose. Don't forget that.
Okay, but see, I'm going to get to that.
Thank you, dog.
But I still want to date with a purpose mm-hmm. and not just be wasting time on this man. Y'all are dating with a purpose. Mm-hmm. You all have found each other. Neither one of you are ready to be in you don't want to be married. He ain't ready to be in no serious relationship. But y'all in something. Ain't you getting something out of it?
I like that, Steve.
In something.
Ain't he getting something out of it? Y'all in something. What y'all need to do is sit down and define what it is you in. Because you in it now. Yeah. You've been in it for a year.
You in something?
Yeah.
It's just y'all ain't got no time. You ain't his fiance. You too old to be a girlfriend, but right now you his girlfriend. You his girl and y'all friends. Okay. And you done met his family. You too old to be somebody's damn girlfriend. So you want to date with a purpose. He dating with a purpose. He getting what he want.
Yes, yes.
You dating with a purpose, you getting what you want.
Shut
it's
up,
just
Tommy.
You assumed you want had more.
He definitely
but you just said mm-hmm. you ain't even ready for it.
Yeah. You said it.
He needs to fix his
but
phone.
I still want to date with the person, not just be wasting time. So is the committed in quotation, the committed relationship title just a play on words? You never had this conversation with the man until now. Committed relationship. He didn't say he didn't want to be in a committed relationship. He said he didn't want to be in a serious relationship. There's a difference. You could be committed to somebody and not be serious.
Hello.
What? Preach on it.
I'm going to just tell you, you right can now, be huh? in a committed relationship and not be serious.
Talk to it.
But he using you.
Turn Jay's mic off.
Sing it, Steve.
Talking now, boy.
Sing it, Steve.
I don't want to stop seeing this man.
Go on and
but
say
I do
it.
Hear him loud and clear when he said he's not ready. But you said you wasn't
right.
ready.
Talk
now, somebody
truth.
Lying.
Yeah, come on.
Now, somebody lying in this letter. He not ready. You not ready. Why don't y'all make it work, define your relationship, find out what it is, and see if it will ever lead to anything, which it could possibly do. But then guess what? Since you heard him loud and clear, he may not be ready for a serious relationship for a long time.
Long time.
How long?
And let me explain something else to you. Deleting a picture don't mean she gone.
What? Come on.
Don't tell him that.
Keep it 100 right there.
Oh,
right.
Shit about 100.
Boom shakalaka.
Somebody listen to me.
Jay, be quiet.
Just because the picture got deleted don't mean she gone.
Mm-mm.
Sometime in the mind.
Yeah.
The memory lingers on.
Come on here now.
Sometime you can't. Shake it.
Yeah,
can't shake it.
I don't want the choir here.
Yeah, you gotta have it, Steve.
I just told you, I don't want the choir.
I'm singing anyway.
See, you gonna get your black ass put out to church,
Pastor?
I just want to talk.
Are you a pastor?
To the flock.
I don't want to stop
for just a second.
Go ahead, then. I'm gonna let you talk.
I go back to what I say.
Come on here,
come on now.
Please let me say.
Sometime, even without the picture,
yeah,
there's a movie playing in your mind.
A movie.
Sometime.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to start nothing, but I'm
like
trying to get some clarity.
Yeah.
On what we have.
Uh-huh.
I spent the whole damn break telling the choir I didn't need them, and now we out of time.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve, you are so right. We got to get out of here.
I be damned.
Pastor.
Come on back, Pastor.
We got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts at My Girl Shirley on today's Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.